Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most college basketball coverage in town. And, of course, we're always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. If you missed any of the show, it gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. We are joined by a very special guest right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, the head coach of the Richmond Spiders men's basketball team, Coach Chris Mooney. What's going on, Coach?
Hey, Adam, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
I'm doing great. You know I love college basketball, and the season's right around the corner. How excited are you?
Very excited. You know, can't wait to get started. The off season is longer than it's ever been for us as coaches and players because you're doing so much in the summer and fall. So really looking forward to being out there in the Robin Center and playing against new opponents.
Absolutely, and I know you have an exhibition game at the Robin Center Saturday against JMU. What are you hoping to accomplish in an exhibition game?
Yeah, I would say that's probably changed a little bit over the years as everything else has changed. I think in the past we would really have been at this stage trying a couple different things, giving guys some time and opportunity, you know, not playing everybody or any one guy too many minutes. And really just kind of using it as an opportunity for a practice or an enhanced practice, but playing against other people. I think everything has changed so much now that rosters are so different. You know, we certainly have some new guys who are going to play. I know JMU has a lot of new guys that'll play that are new to JMU. And so we've really been practicing and working toward this game and our opener and those kinds of things since the summer. So now we try to see it and really have it be a simulated game and play and have the lineups that we're going to play and play guys the minutes that we expect them to play during the season, because we've been going at this since late May. So it's a little bit different. It makes it for a more of a realistic game. And obviously, you know, I'm sure both teams will – it's predictable that both teams will say we have a lot to work on afterwards, and I'm sure we will, but we're certainly further along in terms of how we approach this than we would have been 5 or 10 years ago.
Joined by Coach Chris Mooney from the Richmond Spiders. A ton of new additions. I think it's 10 new additions here, and you run what I believe to be a complicated offense that always gets wide open layups for your boys here. How do you get them to gel, and where are they at with learning the offense here?
Yeah, that's kind of the thing that we really sat down to look at and said, you know, should we, you know, there are a couple ways to try to go about it strategically, and because things are so remarkably different than the past, you might say, well, let's just try to keep our guys, and that's that would be the ideal part. But that's, you know, difficult for everybody. You might say, well, should we make things a little bit more generic, or, you know, so that you can get guys in here and there's not as much of a learning curve. And, you know, we've talked about those things. And if you do that one, then, you know, then you're probably not taking advantage of maybe what you have as strengths. And then it does become just about how much talent you have versus the other team. And so we're trying to do the first thing as hard as we can, retain guys. You know, we have two very talented redshirt freshmen that we redshirted last year. Mike Wall is a fourth-year senior, one of only two in the Atlantic 10. Colin Tanner and Mikel Tyne are both third-year juniors. So we're really, really putting a lot of effort into retaining our guys and having guys grow and develop and, you know, be on the Spiders. And then with new guys, it's, you know, it's so important for us to recruit guys who have a good sense for how to play. And I think that's, you know, become something that is really very, very important for us. And I think that's when we do our best, when guys have are very competitive and have a really good sense for how to play. So that's probably the part we've looked at the most in terms of evaluating players and bringing guys in, because that'll make them easier. It'll make it easier for them to gel if they do have a good sense for how to play.
Coach Mooney with us here from the Richmond Spiders, head coach men's basketball. Coach, my opinion is a big part of your team this year is the development of Mike Walls. Third team All-Conference. How much has his game grown this offseason?
Yeah, it has grown, you know, since he's been here, to be honest. And I think Mike has, you know, that position for us is so critical. Grant Golden and TJ Klein and Dan Giroux have really been really good players, but different. And Mike is also a little bit different than all those guys, has some of their qualities. Mainly, he's a very good passer. You know, he's an excellent teammate and a guy who just really, really gives great effort and has grown in his understanding of basketball, but can really pass the ball. And I think that he's improved tremendously every day he's been here. And hopefully we'll see that this year as he's not only improved, but that much more comfortable, that much more confident, and somebody we rely on as much as we do. So he's really made great strides, and we expect Mike to have a terrific season.
You mentioned the two guys that redshirted. That feels like that doesn't exist as much in college basketball anymore with the transfer portal and everything. How difficult was it to convince them to stay, and how many minutes do you expect from those guys this year?
Yeah, you know, it is different. I think this is something that might be on the uptick, because, you know, it used to be we would have an unlimited roster size, but 13 scholarships. And now we have a 15-man roster, but all 15 can be scholarships. So for teams that are carrying 15, you know, that's a lot of guys. And even if a team aggressively plays 10 or 11 guys, that's still a fair amount of guys not playing. So I think redshirting will come back into popularity or into vogue a little bit. We tried to get ahead of it with these two guys who we thought were very talented, but a little bit young last year. We think that Jalen Robinson and Bryson McGlothen are both have huge, huge upsides. And having them here and to be able to work as hard as the redshirts work and do all of the things for one whole year really puts them at a great advantage to just take the court as freshmen this season.
Joined by Coach Chris Mooney for the Richmond Spiders exhibition game Saturday against JMU, and then a ton of non-conference games at home. Fans can flock to the Robin Center and see the Spiders a lot before A-10 game begins. And, you know, let me just ask you about that. We've talked about this in the past at length about the difficulties of scheduling teams to play against Richmond. How difficult was that for this year with some of these non-conference games for you?
Yeah, it's really it's probably close to impossible. I think our whole conference, I think Dayton has a really dynamic and great out-of-conference schedule. I think it's just really, really difficult to get the games. You know, our first thing we do is try to get as many high major games as we can, and in the past we've played typically four or five, and recently that number's has gone down. It's just, it's difficult to get the teams to play. And there's a big benefit in the net ratings for the high major teams to play one another and then play games that we call bye games or guarantee games, where they're playing, you know, some of the smaller or very small conference teams. And so, because the net weighs your efficiencies on offense and defense, and so if you play one another, that, you know, hopefully handles their strength of schedule. And then when you play somebody that you're, you know, pretty clearly better than, your efficiencies on both ends of the ball are going to be very good. So it's really, really difficult. We want to play home games. We want to play teams of Virginia. We want to play high major teams. And to accomplish all those has become more and more difficult over the years.
Coach, I'm going to ask you a tough question here. Can you give me a name, the fan base, a name to remember for this year? Who should we expect a breakout year?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say Colin Tanner. I think Colin has had some ups and downs, as a lot of young players do. But he's really improved. He's worked very hard. He's a guy who's a 6'5 forward who can do a lot of things, handle the ball, score, rebound, pass the ball. And I think Colin is primed to really have a very, very good season for us.
I like that answer. Coach, thanks so much for joining me today, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, always great to talk to you. Have a great week.
That is Coach Chris Mooney. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.